So the first question from last week's final session of the Rights of the Elderly in Islam by our Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, Hafidhumullah. First question was, mention the sixths, in order, the six of eight rights of the elderly mentioned by the author. The sixth right. Naam, fadlu.
That we should observe their physical health, their mental state because of their elderliness and their fragility.
Type. That we should observe, pay attention to, be aware of their condition, their health, their physical and mental state due to the frailty of their age, due to their old age. That we should pay attention to this and recognize that elderly people generally are experiencing weakness physically, mentally, and otherwise. So we should pay attention to this and deal with them accordingly in consideration of that. Question number two, mention the ayat, 30th surah, 54th ayat, in which Allah points to the general stages which the human being goes through in a lifetime. What is the ayat where Allah points to the general stages which the human being goes through in life? Naam, Abdul Wali. Allah is He who created you in a state of weakness. That's the first stage. Naam. Created, yani the baby in need, yani in a state of weakness, in need of someone to take care of them. Now,
then He created you after weakness. And again, man, Sa'di says basically a young man from almost up to the age of 50 in that range.
Okay, so the next stage is that after weakness, Allah gave the person strength.
And you're strong on this time, you can do for yourself. And provide for others. But then the ayah says, after strength, He gave you weakness and gray hair. And basically, that's old age and you back to a state of a baby.
No. And the third stage is after strength, weakness. Yani, when a person changes their condition from strength to weakness, and that weakness is physical weakness, and it is also a decline in their mental capacities, and so on. Now, so in general, this ayah mentions to us that the human being is created in a state of weakness, and then after that, state of strength, and then after that, returning to a state of weakness. Question number three, why is it that many people quickly become impatient with the elderly and fed up with dealing with them? Why is it that people quickly become impatient with the elderly? Naam.
Become fed up because he is not aware of their circumstances which the elderly is undergoing.
Yani, he's not aware, he's not conscious. Many people are not conscious. They are not aware of the condition of the elderly person, what they are suffering from, yani, due to their age. So because of that, yani, the older person is moving slow, talking slow, walking slow, not doing anything quickly, and people, yani, who are not conscious of this condition become impatient quickly. So a person has to be aware of this in order to fulfill the rights of the elderly. Question number four, complete the hadith, whoever would love to be saved from the hellfire and admitted into the Jannah should do what? Complete the hadith. Naam. Fadl, Zaki.
Then let death reach him while he believes in Allah.
Yani that person should make it so that when death reaches them, they're in a condition of believing in Allah and the last day. Now, treat people in the same way that you want to be treated. Treat people? Now, hadith reported by Imam Muslim. Question number five, mention the seventh of the hukuk, the rights of the elderly mentioned by the author, with examples of this right. What is the seventh right that the Sheikh mentions? Seventh right of the elderly. Now, Abdul Wali.
To make dua for them.
For example?
In all kinds of khayr and obedience to Allah.
Uh-huh.
Good health, prolong their life in obedience to Allah.
Prolong their life in obedience to Allah, good health.
That's what gives them a good ending.
And that Allah, yani, allow them to have a good ending. Yani, husnul khatima, that they die in a good condition. Naam, Zaki.
That you should supplicate supplicate to him for them to be granted success and uprightness.
Success and uprightness. Naam. At-tawfiq wa-sadad. Naam. Wa-siha wa-al-afiyah. Wa-husn al-khatima. What else?
That he gives them a good ending.
One more thing the Shaykh mentioned. Al-Hafz, that Allah protect them and preserve them. Al-Hafz, that Allah protect and preserve them. The last thing that he mentioned is the next question, and that is, what was the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When he was asked, "Man khayrun nas?" Who are the best of people? What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answer with? Go ahead, fadl.
Now.
Okay, those who live a long life and who do good deeds, that their actions are good. Yani that they live a long life doing good deeds. Now, question number 7, summarize the reason why the elderly man in the masjid, when asked if he wanted to, was he ready to leave this world? He said, no. Yani why? Why? Dua Abdul Wali.
Because the evil of his youth had left him, and in his old age, arrived as doing, remembering of all much and doing good deeds.
Now, because the youth, the stage of youthfulness and the evil that accompanies it, yani the inclination towards following desires and all of these things has gone. And now, old age has come, and with it, it's goodness. And he said specifically, for example, he said that when I get up, I say, Bismillah. And when I sit down, I say, Alhamdulillah. Yani he's remembering Allah. He's more conscious of Allah. And he wants this good condition to remain. And he wants to go on with this good condition that he finds himself in at this point. Now, question number 8 mentioned the 8th and final right from the huquq of the elderly mentioned by the author. The 8th and final right mentioned by the author. Now, Adil.
What's the right of the parents to know that?
Right of the parents, naam.
Knowing that you cannot repay them no matter what you do for them.
No matter what you, yani, present to them. What you do on their behalf, you will never be able to repay them. The last question is related to the previous question. Mention or memorize the hadith which supports the 8th and final right of the elderly mentioned by the author. The hadith, naam. No child can repay their parent, because it's general, and even though the language appears to be son and father, but it's no child can repay their parent, and for what they have done for them, except that they find their parent in slavery, yani owned by another human being, in slavery, and they purchase them from slavery and then free them. And this shows the magnitude of the debt that a child owes to their parent, that there's no way to repay it. Except as the Prophet ﷺ said, you find your parent in that condition, and in slavery, and you purchase them from slavery and free them. And so this makes us to know that if no matter what we do for them, we cannot repay them, that means that we need to be doing more. Because whatever we have done, it's not enough. So whoever's parents are still living, there's still a chance to do more, and we need to do that.